Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
We use your hey, I was wondering to get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. This comes to us from Patty, who emailed this one in. Hey, Eric, this question is inspired by your standard Hallmark movie binging. Yes. Oftentimes, you enjoy that.
Yeah. Hallmark is on 24/7 at my house.
What's better, Hallmark or Lifetime?
Well, Lifetime is kind of scary. You'll get some bad dreams there. Right. Hallmark is just feel good and beautiful.
Got it. Oftentimes, the couple is in a restaurant eating dinner and then get up to slow dance for no reason. Okay. I was wondering, are there any restaurants in my area that there is that this might be a normal occurrence? Has anybody ever actually seen somebody get up and dance at a restaurant?
My
husband was saying we should do something like this, but the only place we ever go is the Olive Garden.
That would be weird at Olive Garden.
Thanks, Patty. Has anybody ever witnessed this? You know, you're minding your business. You're having dinner at Red Robin.
I mean, just hanging out,
and all of a sudden, three tables over, a man and a woman get up and start slow dancing.
Best question.
And it's not for no reason. The reason is they're in love.
Well, it's probably true, but have you ever seen it happen?
No.
You and your boyfriend ever get them slow dance? Sidestep. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. You think we'll have anybody that has seen anybody ever dance at a restaurant for no reason at all?
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen it.
Maybe they do the sidestep.
They might do the sidestep.
That's
maybe. Have you ever seen it?
Not that I can recall. I think I'd remember that.
Would it happen like after a proposal, maybe? You see the guy get down on one knee, then they get up and start slow dancing? as though this music was playing?
Yes.
And at the nicer restaurants, do they have a guy who's required to have this music ready to go?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case somebody gets up dancing, he has to walk out with a speaker.
Right.
Yeah, that's nice. Who does that?
Nobody.
Yeah. None of us have ever seen it happen. Minding your own business. You just ordered the chicken nuggets, and somebody gets up dancing. 312-233-1019. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What happened?
So my mom, my parents are in their 70s, and her favorite song came on from when they were in high school, so they started slow dancing in the restaurant because they're high school sweethearts.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie, I think.
Now, were you with them when this happened, or was this on their own and they told you about it? Or you saw a video on Twitter?
No, I was there. My brother, my son, my niece, all of us, we were there. My brother videoed it.
I bet.
Were your kids horrified about what Grandma and Grandpa were doing?
My son's only two, so he didn't realize what was happening.
He was horrified.
My niece, so, yes.
My niece
is in fourth grade, and she was just like, what is happening? Why is this going on? Yeah.
What restaurant was it? Was it a fancy place, or was it like Red Robin?
Like Red Robin, but it had like a private room, so it wasn't like the main room.
So they didn't dance out into the dining room where all the other diners were enjoying themselves.
There were other diners around, but no, it wasn't the huge room.
Did they appear to be uncomfortable?
I actually didn't look at them.
Don't make eye contact.
Totally.
Pretend we're in our own world.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
VIP room at Red Robin.
Very nice. See, now it sounds dirty.
It does.
I didn't even think that.
The VIP room at Red Robin. All right. Well,
better than Johnny Rocket.
That's what happens, I guess. That will be later this week. You'll get that video as Violetta goes to Goldfish Swim School today and learns how to swim with a bunch of toddlers.
Right, right.
Because we cannot take her to Mexico and have her standing near the pool and have it be unsafe.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Right. Otherwise, we go to the broadcast with Lizzo and you're going to have to wear your floaties and a life jacket the whole time.
That actually would be embarrassing.
Right.
So I'm excited to learn this life lesson
at
27.
I also heard from Cowboy Chris, the night guy who's involved in this, that the water temperature in the pool is like 100. It's like bath water.
They put
a bunch of babies in there.
Yeah, you know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's bubbling and so warm.
But
thank God it's
that.
Not bubbling for other reasons. So we'll have you in there today. Be nice and comfortable.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, actually.
Yesterday, big stoner Melissa went to the dispensary. Snoop, we call her around here.
That's me.
Yeah, that video is currently available if you want to go see it on all of the Eric in the Morning platforms, social media platforms. Melissa, you all set?
Yes, I'm all set.
All right, so you go into the dispensary. There's a bunch of different products in there.
Yes, there is.
And you are going to share with us your top three favorite product. Now, are these your favorite products or your favorite product names?
It's more my favorite product names.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to be clear. I know you're a big consumption girl. So.
Right.
Are you ready?
Me. I'm ready.
Okay. A product name that you enjoyed the most in at number three.
All right. That would be Hail Quinn.
Hail Quinn.
Hail Quinn.
I don't
know what it means.
Okay.
But
don't care.
It sounds like an Irish kid from the south side, though. Hail Quinn.
It sounds like somebody that goes to, St. John's Parish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like Hail Queen, maybe, but a spin on it.
Q-U-I-N.
Yeah, okay. All right, whatever. In at number two, Melissa's favorite product.
All right. Chunky Diesel.
Chunky Diesel.
Chunky Diesel.
All right, Chunky Diesel.
Yeah, and I think that comes in like two different strengths.
Okay, I'm certain it does.
That one sounds like an offensive lineman's nickname or something. You know, Chunky Diesel over at
Charles
left guard.
Charles Leno, a.k.a. Chunky Diesel.
Exactly.
And finally, in at number one, your favorite product name from Potillo's.
Chocolate Bar Windy City.
Oh, keeping it close. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to be completely honest with all of us here.
Yes.
You bought some Chocolate Bar Windy City, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you're lying.
Wait, they didn't send you home with goodie
you're
bags
lying.
For the team?
No. I think that'd be illegal.
That's against the
law. Might
have
some restrictions on these things.
There's a little thing called the law.
Samples. Yeah. You can't do that.
I don't think they just go, hey, take some with you. Why do we care?
Oh,
I think it's regulated a little bit. Mm. The amount that comes in and the amount that goes out, they keep track of it.
Oh, you're not allowed to share.
Yeah. I asked.
Sharing is not caring.
No promo items available.
Right.
Time for what's trending on Twitter. Absorb all this information so you sound knowledgeable when you get to work today.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you have something to talk about during those awkward silences when people are getting coffee.
Right.
Yeah. Are we all set? Mel D with the top three.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Top three things currently trending on Twitter. Social media director Mel D in at number three.
We have a couple breakup alerts. So actress Vanessa Hudgens and her longtime boyfriend of almost 9 years, actor Austin Butler, broke the news that they have split. So this
Who's
was.
He?
He's just an actor, but
just an actor. Stuff.
Yeah, everybody loves Vanessa, and they've been together for so long that when this news broke, that people thought they actually got married, but then they actually broke up. So she did appear at a red carpet event last night, just hours after all the stuff hit online, and she looked unfazed. And now people are shipping Zac Efron and Vanessa to get back together, even long after their High School Musical romance days. But
Vanessa,
Austin, they're broken up.
I'm pushing for it.
She was here once. Remember that? She had something. Remember her nails, Melissa, had some kind of funky things on them?
Yeah, they were. Yes.
Are you sure?
I barely remember that. I didn't remember that till you mentioned the nails.
I've met her?
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah, she was here. Totally here.
I have zero memory of that.
Yep.
Wait, what was wrong with her nails? I don't
know.
No,
there was nothing wrong. They had like some kind of like designs that were three-dimensional, like things on them.
Okay, yeah, I've seen
you
that.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure she wasn't over at the whipping Melissa's apartment with you guys or something?
Maybe.
I don't remember this.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
Cynthia,
of.
Cynthia, do you remember that? Cynthia remembers that.
She's
giving the big nod.
Really?
Big nod, yeah.
Why am I a dummy? Trending on Twitter number two.
We're a little over a week away from the Grammys, and as we get closer and closer, more people are announced on who are going to perform. And somebody new to add to the list is Demi Lovato. So she's actually making her return to music, as she calls it, at this year's Grammys. So this is the first time she's publicly posted in a while. She broke the news on her Twitter and Instagram. And even though she's been inactive for a while, she's going to make a new song appearance and everything is going to happen at the Grammys. So she's coming back. If you're interested in that, just look out for the Grammy.
Can't wait. Jack, pump. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Some shocking news that the 007 Twitter account says that Billie Eilish will be singing the new Bond theme song for their 25th film, No Time to Die. So she's the youngest in history to write and record a song for the James Bond franchise, and she's getting a little help from her brother Phineas, who helped produce the song. So if you remember when Adele and Sam Smith both wrote a song, and they both received Oscar nominations, so now maybe Billie's coming after an Oscar. But yeah, everybody was kind of shocked yesterday. It was not expected, but it happened.
Wow. But you can say told you so.
Yeah, look at that. Who knew? I didn't think that was possible. I thought it had to be someone British. Who knew? Maybe they ran out of British people.
He's real big right now.
Yeah. I think they did.
Brad Pitt says he always had crushes growing up. Always.
Okay.
And they were constantly evolving. He's like, I had a crush in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, fifth grade, when I was 22, when I was 25, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
Do you remember growing up, Melissa, did you have a crush?
Oh,
and was it like
yeah.
a celebrity or was it a real person?
When I was really young, my first crush was a real person. It was a neighbor boy.
Neighbor boy.
Brian Behnke.
Brian Behnke, the neighbor boy.
Yep, I had a crush on him for almost 5 years.
Okay, Whip, do you recall either a celebrity crush or a childhood crush?
Most definitely. Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to her, but in kindergarten, probably all the way through third or fourth grade, Julie Argentine.
What was it about Julie that really sold you?
Well, she was cute, and she would also beat me in the spelling bees.
Ah.
So she was like the smartest girl in class and also cute, yeah.
Probably been on Jeopardy and all those things.
By now probably a billionaire.
Yeah. Violetta. Violetta's like, my crush was last September.
Yeah. Well, I've had crushes, but the one I remember the most is in fourth grade. Apollo Anton Ono, the speed skater.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And
he's very cute.
I cut out like a newspaper of him and I taped it to my desk. And I actually got detention for that because we weren't allowed to express ourselves, apparently.
Right. Yeah.
And
forbidden at school.
Yeah, it was like, it was
good
like,
thing you're not carrying any resentment
tape.
About it.
Yeah. Miss Allie, come on. Yeah. But yeah, so I loved him.
Apollo Anton Ono. All right, so you got Brian Behnke, Julie Argentine, Apollo Anton Ono. And who else? Did you ever hear, grade school, did you ever hear from Brian Behnke ever again?
No. He didn't. He never knew that I was crushing on him.
Oh, so he never really had any type of interactions, didn't see him on Bumble or anything like that?
No, right. I actually do think, though, that he's some sort of teacher in Valparaiso or something like that.
How about Jules or Julie?
Julie Argentine.
Julie Argentine. Yeah. Anything more?
No, now that I'm thinking back,
stalker on Facebook or anything?
Definitely that. I tried, but
right.
I think she moved.
Yeah. All right. Apollo Anton Ono. Anything ever happened there?
No, I was going to go to the Olympics and find him, but. Yeah.
That would have been special. The strange crush, John.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Huge crush on her.
Yeah, you're not alone on that. A lot of people have that one.
Who did she say?
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, okay.
Beckinsale.
Yeah.
You know, on yesterday's show, we were talking about the fact that she says marriage is hard and married people should live apart. So I don't know if she's married or not, but she's got her own place. So you can maybe make a run at that still, okay?
Okay, I'm on.
Yeah, good luck.
And was that a guy or a girl?
That was a guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Your strange crush, Angie.
Mine was Robin Ventura and... It was pretty extreme.
That sounds as though maybe the authorities have become involved.
Yeah, like, what do you mean by that?
Well, there's a restraining order.
Well, I almost joked that I started the stalking laws because when I was 16 or 17, I went to a game and I talked my way down to the wives section and met his wife and held his first daughter.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
This feels like a Hollywood thriller movie.
Oh, my. I held his first daughter.
That was the part that
and
we're
I haven't
really
washed my arms since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, Angie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Former Chicago White Sox, Robin Ventura.
Wow.
Your strange travel partner. Perhaps someone you've never traveled with before. It's uncomfortable, or it's exciting.
Yeah.
Or the potential exists for something. Who knows?
I know.
So we said call us or text us, 60123 or 312-233-1019, your strange travel partner. Off the air. I have been handed, based on all the calls Swanee and Cynthia and Mel D texts that they have taken, the top three.
Okay.
Those top three are on hold right now. Okay?
Yep.
We're going to rank them in order.
Yeah.
Number one, number two, number three. Number one gets the first shot. Fail to get a hold of the person or they turn you down, we go to number two. You ready?
Yes.
Here are your three finalists, and we have to agree on the order.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Your three finalists are Kate, who married her sister's ex-husband. She was furious. We were only married 2 years and are now divorced. My sister still isn't talking to me. It's been 3 years since I take my sister.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa.
So the sister's ex-husband. Wow.
She was married to her sister's ex-husband, and she and her sister are not talking, so she would take her sister.
Yeah, right. Eight.
Okay.
Number two. My strange travel partner would be my barber. That's Chris.
My barber.
He's a really cool guy and a great barber, and seems like he would be pretty awesome to party with.
Oh, my gosh. Cool.
Chris wants to take his barber.
Okay.
Like I said,
so
strange.
Unique. Yeah.
So we'd call up Chris's barber and go, hey. Want to go to Mexico and room with Chris?
Just a couple of dudes. Yeah.
Holy. And number three, contestant number three, Katie. My name is Katie. I'd like to go to Mexico with my friend, who is a lesbian and I've decided I'm attracted to.
What?
Oh.
Holy moly.
Those are our three finalists.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
Kate, Chris, and Katie. Kate, I'll take my sister's ex-husband, who used to be my husband, and now we're not talking. Chris, I'll take the dude who cuts my hair. Or Katie, I'll take my friend who's a lesbian who I've become attracted to.
Oh, my God.
Melissa, who would you vote for?
Oh, man.
For number one.
Okay.
I knew this was coming. So.
Yeah, I know. I would probably still go with Kate and her sister.
And her sister. Okay, that's one vote. Whip.
Katie and her... Katie.
Okay.
Katie and her lesbian friend.
Yes.
Katie and her lesbian friend.
I thought you were making a... I don't know.
No, I'm just over here just writing things down.
Katie and her lesbian friend, please.
Oh, I gotta go with the lesbian.
Okay. All right. So that will be number one.
That's so exciting.
That will be number one. I was going to vote for Chris and his barber.
Yeah, that's my runner-up.
All right, for the runner-up, who would you pick?
The barber.
Yeah, the barber.
All right. Just a couple of dudes going to see Lizzo on the beach.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so all three hang on. We're going to start with Katie.
Okay.
Katie, if it doesn't work, we're going to go to Chris. If it doesn't work, Chris, we're going to go to Kate. All right,
okay.
Say hello to Katie. All right. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. Have we accurately described your strange travel partner?
Yes. She is my tutor, and she is a lesbian, and I'm attracted to her.
Okay. All right, so she's your tutor.
There's the story.
Now, what does she tutor you on?
On English.
On English?
Kissing.
Okay. Is English like a second language for you? You're from somewhere originally?
Yes.
Okay, where are you from originally, just out of curiosity?
Lebanon.
Okay, Lebanon. Okay.
Okay.
Now, just first names, please, Katie. Who is your tutor / friend that you'd like to bring along to Mexico? What is her name?
Her name is CJ.
CJ. Okay, CJ. And we have CJ. Melody, do we have CJ's number?
Yes, we do.
All right, we're going to call CJ here in just a second, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay.
And you're going to ask her to go to Mexico with you and reveal why.
Beach.
Okay.
Reveal why?
Yeah, and then when we get down there, we'll just see what happens.
Well, you have to say.
Of
yeah,
course.
You have to explain it.
We got to be completely transparent.
I think you should wait until she's in the room and be like, just
easy here, big fella.
Oh, that would be shocking.
Yeah. Get back in the back seat.
Okay, I'm going to go
back. I'm forgetting, so we're disrupting it. Oh, man, why has she been like this all week?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Katie, hold on. We're going to call CJ.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Hang on. If it doesn't work between Katie and CJ, we're going to need your barber's phone number.
All right.
Okay?
All right, hold on.
Chris. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Hey, Kate.
Yes?
Hang on. If it doesn't work with Katie and Chris, we're going to need your sister who was married to your ex-husband or her ex-husband or something. We're going to need to get that figured out, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, hang on. All right. Let's call now and see if we can get a hold of CJ and find out if they're going to be joining us the beach.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. All right, need an update. No luck?
Oh, no.
No luck. Oh, wait. No voicemail? All right.
Bummer.
Sorry.
Okay.
You tried.
No romantic entanglement unless Chris and his barber hit it off. Up to contestant number two. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, you want to take your barber?
Yes.
Okay. Who is your barber?
My barber is Connor. I've known him for a couple of years. He's been cutting my hair for a couple of years. He's a cool guy.
Cool guy.
Seems like it'll be a fun trip.
Okay. All right. Do you feel as though Connor, you said, right? Connor?
Connor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you Connor. Feel as though he would be caught completely off guard?
I mean, it's going to surprise him. I hope he says yes, though.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a fun trip.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, who would say no? Come on.
Right. All right, so do we have Connor's number?
Yes,
okay. All right, Swanee, Cynthia, Mel D, let's call Connor. Hold on, Chris, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Women have barbers?
I never think of it in those terms, but why not?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
What do I know? 312-233-1019 is our number. We're going to try to call Connor. Put Connor and Chris on the phone together. Chris is going to ask Connor if he wants to go on Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip and hang out and be just a couple of guys. Well, actually, it wouldn't be a couple of guys.
No.
Just a guy and a girl hanging out by the pool.
Yeah.
Maybe we all get free haircuts.
It's getting interesting and strange.
It really is.
All right, if that doesn't work, we move on to Kate. And if that doesn't work, we start all over.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Stop. Hold on.
Stop the press.
Swanee has given me a thumbs up. Oh, we're going to go right to it? I'm being told we're going right to it.
Breaking news.
Oh, no. What's going to happen?
All right. Hello. Hold on a second. Is this Connor right here? Hi, this is Connor. Hi.
Hi, Connor. Hi.
Hey, it's the Eric in the Morning Show. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
You have any idea why we're calling, Connor?
Something along the lines of going to Mexico.
Oh, that's funny that you should say that. Connor, let me get somebody else on the line with you here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. I've got Connor on the line here.
Connor, you want to go to Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip?
Yeah.
Oh, it's that simple.
Do you know who Chris is, Connor?
Do you know who Chris is?
Yes.
Do you want to go with Chris on Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip to go see Lizzo and Shade?
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Would that be a little strange and weird and fun all at the same time?
It'd be perfect.
You guys are so cute.
I don't know. I'm uncomfortable right now.
I feel like we're going to need to hear this back.
Chris and Connor, you guys will be sharing a room. Is that okay?
Works for me. I'm good.
That's what I'm saying.
I like you just going with it.
Okay, you two will be our strange traveling partners for Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip as we head south through the now amber Puerto Vallarta. We're going to be there. Now, Connor, you need to know, and Chris as well, 3 weeks from Saturday we leave.
3 weeks from Saturday. Awesome.
All right, can you make that work? Can you get time off at the barber shop, Connor?
I can swing it.
All right.
Oh, that sounds good.
Chris, Connor, congratulations. Mix Morning Mindbender. Keeping secrets. The one thing we don't want to talk about, gender specific. According to a recent survey, women keep their weight a secret. You agree?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Men keep their what a secret? We don't let anybody know about what, Liz?
Feelings?
Our feelings.
No.
Although probably true. Maybe in at number two on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big secret. No. What do men keep a secret, Tim?
Salary.
Salary is exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Women don't talk about their weight. Men don't talk about their salary. Why the who farted face, Melissa?
I never expected that.
That's part of the beauty of Mixed Morning Mindbender. Go left and we end up turning right.
What's the reasoning why?
Well, they just don't talk about it. Why don't you talk about your weight? You just don't talk about it.
Okay.
You don't talk about your most insecure part.
Right.
How much money you make.
It's just, it's personal and private. Why, have you run into a lot of guys, if you ask them, how much money you make? Like, oh, let me tell you.
Well, I don't come out and ask.
I ask, and then nobody ever answers.
Well, there you go. That proves it.
It's two things. It could be that, one, if it's too little, you might be a little embarrassed. If it's too much, it's kind of like you're bragging. Like, look at me. And some people actually...
That's a lot like something else if you just tuned in.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
It's too little, you don't want to say. If it's too much, you don't want to say, yeah. Given the choice of weighing yourself or revealing your salary to a room full of colleagues...
Whoa.
What would you do? If we walked you in to the conference room and everybody from the station's in there and you have a choice. You can either climb on the scale in front of everybody or tell everybody how much money you make. Which one would you do? If you have to do one.
I think I would still do the scale just because I think people can kind of guess anyway. They can be in the general vicinity.
So you would climb on your scale?
Yeah.
You would climb on the scale in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Whip, what would you do? Climb on the scale or reveal how much money you make?
Climb on the scale because the money thing definitely makes people think differently of you one way or another.
This choice was given to a group that came up with these final results. Whether you'd weigh yourself or reveal your salary to a room full of colleagues, 73% of men would jump right up on the scale Only 44% of women would. Wow. Less than half would get on the scale. They'd prefer to reveal the salary than get on the scale. Oh, all right, our secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Something that's very, very important to Whip. Is it important to you? We spoke to 10 people off the air to find out if this is the case, if it's important to them. The results we're going to share with you here in just a second, but let's ask a couple of people. Hey, Cody.
Yeah.
A question for you. Do you check your daily horoscope? Do you do it every day? Check your horoscope daily, yes or no?
No, never.
No, never.
Never.
Never. Okay,
never.
Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it. Hi there, Brittany.
Hi.
Do you check your horoscope daily?
Not daily, but if something weird happens, I will go back and check it the day after.
Really?
And see what it said came true.
Yeah, to see if it's somehow related.
Is it ever close?
Yes.
Always.
A lot of times it is.
Really? I can understand that you would have a limited amount of time to check your horoscope, given the fact that you have all those CEO duties.
That's right. I am very important.
Right, yeah. You know, Brittany.
Why do you have to bring that up?
Brittany.
I never meant it like
the
that.
CEO. Remember this that one time Melissa said, "She, if you're named Brittany, you have no future."
You know,
say, well, with a name like blank, what did you expect? Don't do that to your kid. Your child's name should have the flexibility to be a lawyer or an artist. A 2-year-old in pigtails or a 50-year-old executive. It should fit everybody.
That's like, could you see a CEO named Brittany?
What? For those of you named Brittany, that doesn't mean you can't be
Sorry.
A CEO online.
It just sounds like Britney Spears,
You can be whatever you want, Brittany. I know Melissa just told you you have no future.
A dancer.
That was sad.
I didn't say that. I just, when I hear her name, I think,
you know, that's
Britney
Spears. Everybody in college has no clue who she is. Britney Spears.
What?
More on that coming up in a second.
Oh, right. Don't make me
back
feel
to the original question. Do you check your daily horoscope? If you do, you're probably a woman, according to research. Researchers found that 57% of women check their horoscope daily.
Yeah, there's a horoscope app. It'll send it to you every day.
Daily?
Mm-hmm.
Do you check it daily?
So I used to check it daily. Now I just check it occasionally. But I remember when Starbucks used to have the newspaper there on, like, the bench where you wait for coffee. And they only had the horoscope section.
And Whip, runs the horoscope section in the Tribune?
I think it's Sydney Omar.
I told you, it's very important to Whip.
Very,
you know,
very important.
Whip knows his astrologer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, way into it.
Wow.
Close tabs on Sydney.
Whip is way into it.
That's crazy.
57% of women check their horoscope daily, but here's what I was really caught off guard by. 48% of men do. Really?
Wow.
I don't think I know a single guy who does.
I don't think I should.
Or maybe you just don't know that they're doing it.
I guess that could be the case. Do you think guys check their horoscope a lot? I mean, other than Whip, Whip's way into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess I would have thought that women would do it more, but that's higher than I was expecting.
We just spoke to 10 people off the air, random. 10 Eric in the Morning listeners, randomly off the air. They didn't know the question ahead of time. We asked them that. Do you check your horoscope daily? What do you think the results were?
I'll say 40% said yes.
Okay.
I'll go with 30.
All right, Violetta.
I'm going to say 90 said no.
You're exactly right. 10% said yes. One of the 10 said yes, and it was a woman. Three guys were there that didn't even know where their horoscope was.
Oh, exactly.
See?
Little do they know, all they have to do is look in the Tribune under
Sydney Omar.
There you go. Whip loves it. Whip can't get enough of the Zodiac Zone. In fact, this might be something you kind of like here. Another study. Psychic makes 2020 predictions using asparagus.
Oh, okay.
Might as well. How would they use asparagus?
Yeah. Well, you know how they have, like, the coffee psychic and the creamery psychic and all of these different ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. This woman uses asparagus. And you know what? I don't feel bad for anybody who goes to see her and is mad about it.
Oh, no, me either.
Like, no.
What does she do with it?
I don't know. I don't know. But she uses asparagus. Hold on. I'm trying to find
I'm afraid.
She knows.
Know.
She's got a gift. She has to use it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's through asparagus, it has to be.
Metro UK claims fortune teller Jemima Packington uses asparagus to predict the future. She throws asparagus tips into the air before reading them as they land.
Wow. Okay. Good thing she doesn't, like, hit you with it, like a little smack.
I really don't feel bad if you fall for that.
No.
I actually am on her side to take your money if you believe in that. Melissa has a question. Why? I don't even want to ask why she has this question, because I'm afraid of the answer that I might receive. But your question is...
What? Yeah, so my question is, you know, the typical places you go to have sex, you know, can get kind of boring. So the bedroom, your house, whatever.
Right.
Maybe you're doing it in your car. I don't know.
Right.
But do you go to a unique place, like somewhere that, like, is not
storage
a
locker,
place
the forest preserve? To.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's got a lot of answers.
Violetta's like in the. She already threw out the Target
family bathroom.
Then she,
any family
once
bathroom.
They get caught there, they drive straight to the forest preserve. Wow. Your answer to Melissa's question all this week. She has questions at 9:35. What do you say, Dave?
You know, I say that I'm really cleaning up on Tinder and a Lumel Nottie's date, and then in the parking lot after. Perfect.
Delicious.
Oh, my God.
You're nice and full.
Wow. Easy. Hey, Abby, your answer for Melissa's question.
So I have a friend that went to Columbia College, and she would in Grant Park.
In Grant Park.
Wow. Right in the middle of Grant Park.
I'm going to have to stay in Millennium and not go anywhere near Grant Park.
Probably not the first.
If you're in the middle of a field, people think you're not going to do that.
Jerry, your answer to Melissa's question.
Well, we've got a couple. We would go in the garage because our kids were younger, and we would lock ourselves in there. Plus, we have a golf cart. We live in the country, so we've had lots of golf cart sex also.
So locked in the garage on the golf cart.
All right.
Okay. And finally, an answer for Melissa's very strange question, Sean.
So, at the airport, but this girl that I was dating back in my collegiate days, we actually brought out a blanket. We actually went to the north end of the airfield because there were a bunch of dirt mounds. The only way you were actually seen was if there was an aircraft on the descent.
Right. Oh, the old 737 coming in from Kansas got a show.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't that kind of, it was a private airfield, so it wasn't anything commercial.
The old twin engine coming in from Mishawaka. Got a show. There you go.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.